Chapter 22. Guests. Thomas got a call one afternoon from his distant cousin. His cousin alerted him that everyone in the family won a contest and had free plane tickets. The first place they wanted to visit is Thomas's place and see him. Thomas had always kept in contact with a good amount of his family, but most of them haven't seen him in at least a year. Now that they were all dead, set on coming to Thomas, he needed to get prepared for their arrival. Luckily, his cousin Dylan promised to come down and make things easier by helping get prepared. He had thrown banquets and parties before and was sure that they would be able to throw a nice celebration. Dylan arrived a few days later. Thomas and Dylan started to plan the party. It was going to be huge, dancing, large dinner, outdoor music, and a lounge. Dylan ordered up some fancy bottles of wine. Thomas specially ordered a very delicious type of duck, which his other cousin, Michael, always seemed to love. Everything was going to be spectacular. There was another week until his extended family arrived. Dylan and Thomas had planned almost everything out to perfection. Thomas was nervous, though. He couldn't shake the feeling that something bad might happen. Dylan comforted him, saying, "Don't worry about it, man. It's family. This party is going to be the best thing you've ever done in years. We've got the wine, we've got the company, we've got great food, great music, everything else you could possibly need. What else is there to worry about?" Thomas agreed. Things were looking good, but he was nervous. The night finally arrived, and one by one, his family showed up at his door. He let them in, gave them the tour, and tried to stay calm. He loved his family and wanted to make a good impression. As the night went on, Thomas started to relax. Dylan reassured him. Just as soon as everyone arrived, though, things started to go wrong. Thomas's dog ended up running through the dining room. Thomas tried to calm the dog down, but not before various wine bottles were knocked to the ground and shattered. Thomas rushed to clean up the spill, and before he was finished, the duck was burnt. He laid it out in the middle of the table for the family to enjoy. The minute he went to cut it, the entire thing split apart. Thomas apologized. Before he could do anything else, the dog knocked over the table outside and sprinted back inside. Thomas followed the dog to a small room down the hall. There he saw a knocked-over wine bottle completely empty. Thomas cleaned up the mess and petted the dog on the head. "How'd you get into the wine? That's not for you. Bad dog." Thomas returned to the table embarrassed. His dog was now in bed and kept away from any alcohol. He tried to escort the family outside when his cousin Michael spoke up.
"You know, I saw a Chinese food place down the road. They had a sign up that even said they have duck. We can just go there, buddy."
The group got Chinese food and were much happier because of it.